At a meeting with the Japanese Prime Minister this morning, President Biden ignored shouted questions from reporters about a growing political storm he has found himself at the center of, how classified documents ended up in two unsecured locations outside of the White House. Yesterday, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre was peppered with questions from reporters about not being transparent enough.
What has been transparent in this as well is that the White House counsel has laid out in detail on Monday to all of you.
Everything, Karine, and you know that.
On Monday, CBS News broke the story of documents found days before the midterm elections at a Biden think tank in Washington. While confirming it, the White House did not reveal that lawyers had found a second batch of documents at Biden's home in Delaware.
Our Friday Politics Roundtable joins us to talk about that and the latest in Congress. Tolu Olorunipa is White House Bureau Chief for The Washington Post. Tolu, hello. I don't know if we have Tolu on the
line. Thank you so much. It's great to be with you.
Oh, thanks for joining us. We have a bit of a delay. Margaret Tolov is also with us. She's director of Syracuse University's Democracy, Journalism, and Citizenship Institute and also a senior contributor to Axios. Margaret, hello to you.
Hi, Scott, Peter. It's great to be with you guys.
Margaret, let me start by asking about the Biden documents. A special counsel is now investigating this. The White House says it's fully cooperating, but politically, is this now a crisis for the president?
I mean, you're asking the right question. There are two tracks for this, and one is the legal track. Did they do the right thing by immediately contacting the National Archives and cooperating with the Attorney General? The second is the political one. Republicans have just taken charge of the House of Representatives. Joe Biden is a candidate for president again, as far as we know, and so is Donald Trump. And so I think they really are two different questions. By all accounts, with the early reporting, Biden and his legal team are taking exactly the right approach from a legal standpoint. But politically, it's really, these are unforced errors, and it's to not acknowledge that there were multiple events when you knew there were is to have the story drag you along instead of getting ahead of the story. For Biden politically, it's important to distinguish his behavior and his circumstances from Donald Trump's, and his team hasn't done a good enough job of doing that.
Yeah. Tolu, could you weigh in on that? Because Biden's team found these classified documents in November, said nothing then. And then the president spoke about the first batch and said nothing about the second batch until it came out. The president ran on integrity. Expound upon what we just heard Margaret say. How forthcoming has the White House been or not been here?
Well, they have definitely left a lot to be desired when it comes to transparency and being forthcoming about the information that they had. It seems like they're waiting for the news to leak, for reporters to come up with the information and put it out into the public before they acknowledge that things have been found. And so they have been pressured on that, and maybe they will make a new decision going forward to try to be a little bit more transparent. But there has been a lot that's been left to be desired when it comes to transparency, in part because this is somewhat embarrassing for this White House. They have criticized the former president, Donald Trump, for his handling of classified information, for taking things down to Mar-a-Lago and not turning them over to the archives. And now they find themselves in a somewhat similar predicament where they are now being accused of doing something not completely aligned with what Trump did, but not completely different. They haven't completely separated themselves. And so they're a little bit embarrassed about this. And that's part of the reason why they've been limited in what they've been willing to say. But I think they're going to get a lot more questions about this going forward.
And I have to say, I think as a result, don't know. The public doesn't know how concerned to be about these. There has been some reporting, the White House isn't confirming details of it, that some of these documents may touch on foreign policy in countries like Iran or Ukraine. Right. And so, it is important for public understanding as well as for their own political protection to share as much information as possible about the nature of these documents, who took them to those locations, and how they were able to sit there for a period of years, and why we're just finding out about this now.
And of course, this is reverberating across Washington. Today on CNN, the top Democrat in the Senate, Chuck Schumer, was asked if he supports the appointment of the special counsel in President Biden's case. Let's listen.
Yes, I do. And in fact, you know, I was this when they first, the FBI went to Mar-a-Lago and they said, well, what are you going to say about this? I said, it's premature to comment. Yeah. And I've said it here. So I've been consistent about it in both cases. You have prosecutors, special prosecutors.
So, Tolu, what is the regular American to make of this? Are two things true at the same time? On one hand, these cases are very different, the Biden case and the Trump case. But at the same time, there are serious questions in the case of President Biden.
I think that's a good point, and Margaret made a good point as well in terms of the public doesn't have all the information just yet. And so I think it will be incumbent upon the White House to make it clear that this is a very different case than what we saw under former President Trump. We have seen reporting about how, in addition to getting, you know, taking letters from Kim Jong-un to Mar-a-Lago, the former president also reportedly had information that was highly classified at the highest levels, things that dealt with nuclear capabilities and whatnot. And so we don't know whether or not the information that was found in President Biden's personal residence and in his office reached that highest level of classification and reached the level of concern that the American public should be worried that, you know, this information was not in the proper place. And so it will be incumbent upon the White House to show that this is very different from what happened with the former president. They have tried to talk about how they voluntarily provided this information to the archives. They were proactive in giving this information over as soon as they found it. But there are still questions to be answered about why it took so long for these things to be found, why it took so long for the information to come out, why they weren't as transparent as they might have been when they first acknowledged that the information was found, and not saying that it was found not only in his office, but also in his garage and his personal residence in Wilmington. And so the American public is still sort of waiting for the full story. And I think once they get a little bit more of the story, they can make their judgment about how this is similar or different from what happened with the former president.
Margaret, one more question about this before we move on to a different topic. You had mentioned at the top that Joe Biden and Donald Trump may very well be running against each other in 2024, regardless of the differences here. Didn't Joe Biden just lose a serious line of attack against the former president? You know, if they're running against each other, he could have at one point said, look at this mistake, this huge mistake that he made with these classified documents, and now he can't do that.
Yeah, the moral high ground is a little bit softer. I'll tell you, as a purely political matter, what the polling has suggested is true and the focus groups has suggested is true is that voters deeply, deeply, deeply care about this issue if they are the base and the person with the classified documents is the other guy. This is not a top issue for most voters. This is not at the center of most voters' attention. At the same time, Axios was just in the field with focus groups for swing voters who had once voted for Trump and later voted for Biden. Swing voters in Florida, a very, very important state. What these swing voters said in the very early, immediate revelations about the classified documents was they are concerned about Biden post-vice presidency having classified documents in an improper space, but they're still much more concerned about Trump's. They, from the outset, see these as different situations, but they're concerned about both of them.
Yeah. Tolu, let's shift and talk briefly about Congress. Republicans in the House are now in charge, and they passed party line bills on taxes and abortion and energy security that will serve their conservative base well. Here is Kevin McCarthy in his first news conference as House Speaker.
That's just the first 5 days, and we're just getting started. So we made a commitment to America, and we're going to keep it. With that, let me open up for questions.
Tolu, sure, they've passed these bills that may not go anywhere in a Senate led by Democrats. When will the first test of governing come, you think, for the Republicans?
Well, they've had a few tests already so far with, you know, electing Kevin McCarthy as Speaker. It took them quite a while to do that, but early in his speakership, he has tried to right the ship and show that he can get bills through the House, which is not a small thing, even if we know that these bills aren't going to go anywhere. They're going to die in the Senate. And even if they were to make it through the Senate, for the most part, President Biden would veto them. And so they've been able to show a little bit of ability to govern. But the real tests come down the road when there are must-pass bills, bills that actually have to happen, things like funding the government, which will need to happen by September, things like raising the debt limit, which will need to happen earlier, most likely, that could have catastrophic impacts if Congress isn't able to get it together, if Republicans and Democrats aren't able to come to an agreement. And so we've had Republicans figuring out how to come to agreement on their own on a couple of issues, but on some of these more thorny issues like spending and debt, it's going to be much harder to get Republicans all on the same page and to get Democrats on the same page as well.
Margaret, in just a sentence or two, when McCarthy said we're going to open it up for questions, the first questions that he got were about George Santos and whether the Republican from New York should be forced to resign for lying about much of his biography. McCarthy didn't say yes. So I wonder if you think that'll change as the pressure mounts. And you've got just a couple seconds here.
And McCarthy is leaving this to his caucus and to the legal process to work itself out. You're seeing increasingly Republicans elected in New York saying this guy's got to go. But George Santos is not going to respond to any of that. He's going to respond to the legal system. And that's really a much bigger problem for him.
Margaret Talev and Tolu Onarumapa, thanks to you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.